Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning, everyone. A special word of welcome to our visitors and our guests. If you're here for the first time, we hope you feel at home at St. Benedict. We're very happy to have you. And no, I don't come in on a donkey every Sunday, so you don't have to worry. I heard a lady saying out there in the crowd, say, hey, did you see that donkey on the donkey? Now, there was a little boy who was very sick to go to church, so he stayed at home with his grandma. And when mom and dad came home, it was Palm Sunday, and they were waving their palms, and the mother was explaining to the little boy what had happened in church. And he said, listen, today we were remembering how Jesus walked into Jerusalem, and he was riding a donkey, and they came in, and everybody sang Hosanna, and it was a real special day. They gave us these palms and that, and the little boy said, chucks! The one Sunday I missed church, Jesus shows up. I want to say to you, Jesus did show up. And today, we remember not just Palm Sunday, but Passion Sunday. Because this Sunday is a lot like the cross. It seems like a contradiction. It's actually a lot like Christianity, which has so many contradictions. It's the mystery of why Jesus had to suffer. The innocent, good, loving, compassionate, caring Jesus. Why he had to suffer. It's the mystery of our own human suffering and how we make sense of it. But as followers of Jesus, we got to remember what it said in that big sign on a busy street in front of a Baptist church. It said, many want the Christ of the cross without the cross of Christ. I'm going to repeat it. Many want the Christ of the cross without the cross of Christ. And I'm here to tell you that Christianity's a package deal. It's the whole thing. And there's so many things that we can learn and try to apply to our lives from this passion. But perhaps the greatest thing is the humility of Jesus. Now, I don't know if you know this, but kings in the time of Jesus, when they rode into a town, they came in on horses. Because horses were a sign that the king was going there to conquer. He was going there to either start a war or finish a war, but it was pretty much, I'm taking over. The only time kings would come in on a donkey was during a time of peace. And when I was reading what scripture scholars have to say about this, I was thinking, huh, isn't it interesting? We never question why Jesus rode in on a donkey. The reason is that Jesus was the Prince of Peace. Jesus came to bring peace to a torn world. You know, just this morning, here we are in Holy Week of 2017, two different churches in Egypt, Coptic churches, ancient Christian churches, suffered terrorist attacks. Dozens of our Christian brothers and sisters have died in Egypt and I'm sure throughout the Middle East as victims of the violence by those who will persecute Christians. Now we know that Christians are not alone in persecution, so we pray that God will give peace to the entire world and to all of those who suffer persecution because of their faith. None of it is good. None of it is what God wants us to do. But as followers of Jesus, we got to think about what that means. What does it mean to say that we want to be followers of Christ? Are we ready to embrace the cross? Because many want the Christ of the cross without the cross of Christ. And you see, it's a package deal. humility of Jesus teaches us that when he was being attacked, he was able to say, forgive them. It's so difficult for us to forgive those who hurt us. Jesus also says something on the cross that's very interesting. We think of it as a prayer at the moment of his death, but if you think about it, it's appropriate for our entire Christian life. Jesus says, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Now, I don't know about you, but every time that I hear the Passion, read the Passion, think about these last moments of Jesus' life here on earth, I always think, gosh, I wonder what was going through the mind of Jesus. Was he thinking about his pain? Was he thinking about the way he was being tortured and hurt? Or was he thinking of the hope of glory, of the hope of the resurrection? Because you see, we came in today into church singing hosannas and waving palms. And Jesus went through all of those emotions and experiences in just a matter of hours and days. They praised him as the King and Savior, as the great King that would come to conquer them. But they did not understand that he was Messiah, Savior, a different kind of King. And that by his blood, the shedding of his blood on the cross, he would bring salvation to the world. So the rule of Jesus is different than the rule of earthly kings. And the attitudes of Jesus are different than the attitudes of our present culture and our world. And if you think about it, not much has changed in 2,000 years, has it? Still, the powerful want to be more powerful. The greedy want to have more. Those who are suffering are often ignored. And even though we have all the blessings in the world to share, we still kind of keep to ourselves. We're not as loving and as caring as Jesus wants us to be. We haven't really taken on the attitudes of Christ. And if you think about it, that's what Holy Week is about. It's a time to really think about Jesus and embrace our Christianity and what it means to be followers of Jesus. That we can be followers of Jesus in this world and make a difference with our attitudes and make a difference with the way that we live out our following of Jesus, our discipleship. There was a gentleman, an elderly gentleman, that was stopped at a green light. And even though the light was green, his car was stopped. He wasn't paying attention. And there was a woman right behind him in a car.
And the woman started honking her horn and screaming things, and she took out her little fingers out of her window and made different signs. I don't have to tell you what they were. And she started saying all kinds of colorful words, and they were so strong and so bad, so negative. Eventually, when the light turned yellow, just before it was red, the man started to go. So now this woman was stuck in the red light and she started screaming some more. And shortly after, she began to rant and rave again. Police officer shows up. She says, I can't believe this. Police officer's going to tell me something. So she rolls down her window and the police officer says, lady, I think I have to take you in. I said, what do you mean take me in? He says, you've obviously stolen this car. What do you mean I've stolen this car? This is my car. He said, no. You see, in the back of your vehicle, there's a bumper sticker that says, choose Christ. On the other side, there's one that says, come with me to Sunday school. And I'm sure that the owner of this vehicle can't be you, the way that you were treating that old man that was in front of you. See, we're a contradiction. We say we want to follow Jesus, but we don't act Christ-like. We say we want to embrace the cross, but we really ridicule the cross, because anytime any suffering or any difficulty comes our way, instead of sticking to it and being stronger, we go off running to Walgreens to see, you know, how we can solve the problem in less than 3 hours. The fact is, we're always looking to get rid of some difficult situation in an easy way, and there's no easy way to get rid of most difficult situations. Whether the struggle is with your job, with your boss, with your marriage, with your spouse, with your children, no matter what your struggle is, it requires love, dedication, patience, and humility. You've got to be willing to say, I'm sorry. You've got to be willing to seek forgiveness if you want to follow Christ. You see, many want the Christ of the cross without the cross of Christ. And that's our fundamental problem. If we want to be followers of Jesus, we've got to think and act differently. And we've got to take our faith into the world, because that's where it's needed the most. Here in church, we all say amen. Here in church, we all pray together and worship and feel good about what we believe. But then we must go out into this world where the cross is very real, and we must witness to Christ. It's not enough to want the Christ of the cross. We must embrace the cross of Christ. In the name of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.